From the start of the tech revolution, the state of Hawaii has boasted of its potential as a center of innovation and has supported its claim through its support of efforts like the Manoa Innovation Center, which for 25 years has been supported by the Hawaii Technology Development Corporation. Now the center is about to get a new landlord, raising concerns about its future. Stuart Yurton has the story in today's Reality Check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
Is this as I said, the state has long been, touted its support of the tech industry. Is this any kind of a moving away, do you think?
No, not really, Chris. This is essentially what's happened is the UH has owned the land and has given a master lease to the Hawaii Technology Development Corporation, which has then sort of sublet the offices there to startup companies to help mm-hmm. them get a leg up as sort of a business incubator. That lease is over, and UH says, we want to take over the center now.
But it's raising concern among startup companies, yeah?
Sure. Well, they're wondering, what's going to happen? And I think for them, the real question is HTDC has really been sort of like a booster, almost like a mini chamber of commerce for tech companies, helping these companies connect with people, helping them connect with investors, venture and angel investors, things like that. So the question is UH going to do the same thing? Or are they going to be more like just simply a landlord? How's that going to work? Plus, it seems like UH probably in the long term is going to really focus on commercializing technology that's coming out of UH and not necessarily being something for everyone. That remains to be seen. The university says we're not going to kick anybody out. So as of now, it really could be any tech company could go in there.
Does becoming the landlord place a kind of budgetary pressure on the university?
Well, it lets them make more money. So that's a good thing. It's more like revenue, and that could be part of their motivation. They can get more revenue than they did before because they pretty much gave just let the Technology Development Corporation use the property.
Well, who does it put pressure on? The startup companies?
No, it puts pressure on the Technology Development Corporation. So it generated its operating money by leasing the office space to these companies. So that's how it paid its bills. Mm-hmm. It now won't have any money to pay its bills unless the legislature steps in and gives them money. And that's where we are now. They're trying to get money from the legislature, and there are a couple of bills that would give them money.
What kind of money would they need?
They're looking at right now what's on the table seems to be just under $1 million. I believe the last operating budget for the corporation was about $1.4 million previously. So we're looking at about $1 million now. I don't know where the rest of the money could come from, but that's what we're looking at is about $1 million. And it seems like that's what the legislature is considering.
Pretty hard to predict at this point, isn't it, Stuart?
It is, but it does look like the legislature and the governor's office, from what I understand, are interested in helping out this Hawaii Technology Development Corporation.
Well, thanks, Stuart. That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check from Civil Beat.